opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
High noon in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. I believe we're going to get to the Rude Guest Hotline here, and we're going southwest. Will Kunkel covers all things Houston sports. Obviously, a huge trade this weekend with the Rockets bringing in Kevin Durant. A lot of questions with this one. Will, what's up, dude? How are you?
Good, brother. Just landed in Cabo, so hopefully my service holds up and my cocktail takes a minute to get here.
I got to say, I'm quite jealous that you just landed in Cabo. We'll start there. But you're not the only Houstonian on the move, I guess. A big, big trade to bring Kevin Durant to town, including sending away Jalen Green. What do you make of this pick, of the move?
It's a great move. I love it. Like, Jalen Green was not it. And if a team wants Jalen Green, by all means, go get Jalen Green and see if you can turn him into something. But the Rockets are in a situation where they can win right now, and they need a dude that can go out there and score points. Like, Jalen was irrelevant for 6 out of 7 games in the playoffs. Like, it's not just a one-game deal like it is in the NFL, and you got to wait a year to come back. He had 7 games, and he couldn't do it. This is a great move for the Rockets, and they'll probably re-sign Durant to probably a 2 or 3 year extension is my guess.
Where does this put them in terms of matching up with OKC going into next season?
Man, I think we saw, like, OKC's obviously a champion, but they're not one of the greatest teams of all time. Now, with that said, I think they certainly get better next year. They've been there. They've done that. I think the guys are going to mature and gel probably even more. But the Rockets are right there with them, especially now that they have a dude that can go get a bucket whenever he wants it. Plus, he can go get it down the stretch in crunch time. That was the thing that they were missing all year last year. They did not have a guy with the onions down the stretch to do what he wanted to do.
When you look at Durant and kind of everything he's got going now, I think he's 38 now, 37 maybe. One of the greatest basketball players of all time. That Phoenix situation seemed just like a disaster. But this is not a dude that gives you full seasons. Like, I think on your point, like, to the surface, hell yeah, the Rockets were really good and just added one of the best players ever. But what is the other side here? Are you nervous at all about, you know, a dude that hasn't played a full season in, I mean, probably a long time?
I mean, I don't think I'm nervous just because he put up all the numbers. Like, he shot over 50%, averaged 27 points a game. Like, he's still got it. And obviously the way that this league goes, load management is going to be a key point for him, which is actually beneficial for the Rockets because they got so much young talent that they want to develop as well. With Cam Whitmore, Reed Shepard going to get significantly more minutes as well. So I think it's a good place for them to – you don't have to go 100% of the time next year like they did this year. Like, they won a lot of games last year just because they were the hardest-playing team on the court night in and night out. Not that they won't be that team this year, but now they don't have to be every single night, and they can kind of figure some things out and ramp up into the playoffs. So I think that'll help Kevin and his health as well.
Was there some surprise that you could get him? Obviously, you give up Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks, but only giving up the one first-round pick, 5 second-round picks, sure, but only having to give up the one first-round pick after we saw Desmond Bain draw 5 first-round picks, only the one, is that a little bit of a surprise?
Man, yes, but then also you kind of look at everything, and it was a mere supply and demand situation. It was the best offer on the table. The Phoenix Suns are in Barney. They needed to get rid of him in order to move forward. So they were caught in a bad spot. He didn't want to go to Minnesota, so that offer wasn't really there. San Antonio wasn't making a great bid. So it just was what it was, and the Rockets are in a great situation to where they have the picks. They have these Phoenix Suns picks even because that's how bad of a spot Phoenix is in. So I was surprised, but when you look at the totality of how they got there, it makes sense, and it's just great fortune for the Rockets.
Talking with our buddy Will Kunkel here on the Rude Guest Hotline. If it ain't rude, it ain't right. You can follow Will on Twitter, at Will Kunkel, with a V at the end. Are you the fifth? Is that what that is?
Did we
loot? Well, he did just...
Got me?
Yeah, there he is. Well, dude, so... I'm very curious with the Houston market because I know the Rockets are a really big deal down there, but Houston's also such a huge city. What is in D.C., dude, the reality is the football, the Commanders, the artists formerly known as Redskins, dominate the city, right? What good, bad, ugly, everybody just talks about the Skins all the time. And then the other teams, it's like when they're good, they become more of a topic. What is the breakdown like in Houston?
I think so. The Astros winning put them ahead of on the rise.
We'll throw him back on hold and see if we can get that phone situation figured out. He's enjoying Cabo, so
I'm jealous.
I fully blame him. But JP, were you surprised when you saw this trade go down with the KD stuff? Were you surprised? I mean, we all knew he was getting moved. It felt like, but were you surprised to see him end up in Houston?
Not really. I feel like Houston had been one of the rumored spots for a while. Maybe I heard the Spurs. I feel like I've also heard the Spurs for Giannis. One thing I don't get, if I was Durant and... All right, Jeff, just shoot Will a text and say thanks very much, and we'll do it another time. I think... The one thing, dude, so Tatum's a blown Achilles too, right?
Yeah.
With the Celtics?
Yep.
So Tatum's a blown Achilles. Now Halliburton, sadly, unfortunately, last night, blown Achilles. I mean, the East is so wide open. I'm almost surprised, Durant didn't want to come East.
Come join the Wiz.
KD to DC. Boy Jed was selling t-shirts.
Let's Wizards going on a Eastern Conference Finals run next year, JP.
I never know.
Yeah. But I think the KD stuff is interesting because for the brief time that we were able to get him there, Jalen Green had kind of fallen into, and this is sometimes what I worry about when you have young players that come into any league and they're supremely talented, but they never play winning ball of any sort. And that was Jalen Green. And eventually he got to the point where they were winning, but he still wasn't playing winning basketball. What's to make me believe that if the Charlotte Hornets were to turn a corner, that when it gets crunch time, LaMelo Ball knows how to win basketball games? Because he's never done it. So I think that's where they ran into a problem with Jalen Green is he's super talented, but I don't think he understands how to win NBA basketball games. And that's an issue when you're trying to win in the playoffs.
Yeah, totally. I think for what you got, I don't even think they paid that high of a price.
No.
Dude, Dylan Brooks, I bet they're happy to get out of town. That guy is such a pain in the ass. And to get Durant with kind of the talent they have built around him, I say this in football, and I understand how different sports are, but guys that get traded a lot, I always just kind of wonder what they are in the locker room or whatever. And I guess, Tunsil's now in that world, right? Like, he's on his third team, and they've all been trades and not, like, free agency. Durant, dude, has now played – this will be his fifth team in 17 years.
It's crazy.
I know in the NBA, maybe baseball too, like, team – like, players tend to bounce around a lot more than other spots. But, like – I mean, I remember the seismic shift it felt when he went to Golden State, when people here were daydreaming that he was coming to town. Mm-hmm. And then Brooklyn was supposed to be a super team, and that was a disaster. There was that one playoff run where he got hurt, right?
Yeah, I mean, he got hurt in the finals against the Raptors because he came back a little bit early with a calf thing. It's when he blew out the Achilles. Like, it is crazy seeing him bounce around, and it's weird because it feels like after Brooklyn, because Brooklyn was really, really good when they had Kyrie and him, they had James Harden, and they really probably could have beat Milwaukee in that playoff series if his toe wasn't on the line, but it was, and they end up losing that playoff series. He kind of carried them.
That was crazy. Yeah.
It feels like since then he's been irrelevant, and it's a shame because KD is such a good player. He's so fun to watch. He's one of the best players of this generation, but are you going to remember a single moment of him with the Phoenix Suns? I think that's going to be almost one of those ones where you see in 15 years someone throws a picture at you of KD in a Suns uniform, like, oh, that's right, he did play in Phoenix. Because just nothing memorable happened while he was there.
Dude, I'm a KD fan. Like, he's from here, I'm from here. I've always rooted for Kevin Durant. His resume is crazy impressive. 15-time All-Star, 4-time scoring champ, 11-time All-NBA. He was Rookie of the Year. He was a Finals MVP twice. He won League MVP once. So maybe this is crazy, especially he's won two rings in the Golden State days.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But do you feel like Durant has fully achieved his full potential?
I mean, I think he has. I think in terms of as a player, he definitely has, but maybe his career and his reputation and his legacy isn't going to reach the full potential, because you would think that as a player that is that good, to be kind of bouncing around all over the place and outside of, I mean, really, even when Brooklyn, when he went on that playoff run, it's not like that playoff run for him was super memorable. Like, you're going to remember him as a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder, and you're going to remember him winning championships with the Warriors and his decision to go there. After that, it's not like he's been a worse player, but he hasn't been just a, because so much of the NBA, LeBron was kind of bemoaning this the other day, basically saying ring culture this and ring culture that. Like, it is built on stars, but it's built on stars that play for championships or at least make playoff runs. And KD hasn't really done that since he's left Golden State, which is a shame. Like, my favorite thing watching, did you watch the USA or the Court of Gold documentary about Team USA basketball and the Olympics and everything?
Yes.
I mean, you fall in love with Kevin Durant every time you watch him talk about basketball and playing for the United States of America, and that stuff is all awesome. But it's just, I don't think you could say that he hasn't reached his full potential, but maybe his legacy is going to be a little bit tainted by these last couple years of his career where he's just kind of bouncing around, even though he's playing well.
Jeff, what do you say to that?
With KD and his career, I'm not surprised that he's on his 15 because of the fact that KD has not been one of them guys that's like emotionally attached to a team. Wherever the business takes him, it takes him. Like, for instance, when he ended up with the Warriors, everyone was like, oh, how could you do that? They just beat you. Now you joining them, blah, blah. That was never the thing for KD. He always wanted to be a part of a team. He never wanted to, even though his talents made him the superstar that everyone focused on, he has made it quite clear that, you know, it's a team sport for him. So he wants to be on the team that gives him the best opportunity. So I'm not surprised. And, yo, I support him in every move he makes because he's doing what's best for him, his career, and the business following his contract.
You know what's interesting, I think, with Durant is like, maybe it's who he always was and it just came out over time. Maybe as he amassed, I mean, is Durant a billionaire? Like, I imagine his career earnings are pretty outrageous, and I think he's done some really, really smart business stuff. I don't want to say became a jerk, right? Because I think he's just being himself. But he just seems to care so little about anyone and everyone. And I'm sure he has people close to him, whatever it may be. But, like, I don't know. He seems like what do they call him? Wrestling? A heel turn?
Yeah,
right?
A little bit of a heel, yeah.
Like, he's just, he doesn't care. He's embraced it. And then, I mean, even how he is on social media. Jeff, help me understand this. I'm not too familiar with Little B, the base god's work. But so I just saw this. This dude, Little B, the base god, has 1 million followers. And he tweeted out last night, Kevin Durant really ain't about no basketball. You got no real paper. I can't read fully what he wrote here. There's a lot of expletives. But Durant, like, responded to him, like, calling him a broke boy. Like, how frequently are there engagements like this? You know what I'm like, dude, so if we were talking about the Commanders, we'd be like, oh, I don't know, he fits the culture. You know what I'm saying? And basketball's very different, but.
Yeah, see, the thing with Kevin Durant, so he didn't just, it's not like he's just lashing out on it. This all started from the internet trolls, you know? And Lil B is one of them trolls. Lil B is a guy who can't rap. He had a song called Paris Hilton, and it was horrible. Yeah, he's just a troll, but KD, it came a time in his career where KD, people was talking about, you know, it was like, yo, how he got all that money and he don't brush his hair and he be ashy and all this stuff. They was asking him questions and he basically was like, yo, how y'all doing all this talking and y'all broke? And he was going back at him. Me personally, yo, people on the internet are mean. If you keep on poking at a dog, it's eventually going to bite you. And it's not like KD grew up in some soft area. He grew up in PG County. He played basketball amongst the Sharks. AAU basketball back in the day. I mean, it's competitive now, but the dogs came from the DMV. You had to be tough. If you were good, you were quiet. Nah, you still had to toughen up. Now that they brought that out of him, and I'm not mad at him. And Lil B, how you talking trash? You can't beat KD in ball. And, hey, I ain't going to lie. I think KD could probably beat Lil B in a rap battle.
Could you beat him?
Yes. Yes. If I had some time to write, yes, Lil B is garbage.
Could wild card Scotty beat him?
They rap the same.
Yo, but you lost to wild card Scotty, Jeff.
But that's also because I wasn't taking him serious and I was laughing the entire time. And I tell y'all all the time, I'm not a freestyler. I'm a writer. You know, I have songs that I have written. But bringing it back to Lil B, yo, he's trash. Like, the best song he ever had was with the Pack, and that was I Got My Vans On, But They Look Like Sneakers.
I like that song. I know that song.
That's the only good song he ever had. Other than that, he was calling himself a pretty woman, but not using a woman word, using a derogatory. He was calling himself a pretty female dog. You can't rap. He was relevant because of his antics.
I got to be honest. That's probably about 80 seconds longer than I needed on Little B. I wish him luck in his career, in his endeavors. But he and I are. Yo, what if we get Little B mad at Jeff?
I'm totally down with that.
Look, the Little B curse. He say he cursed people, but you can't touch. You can't curse someone that's anointed. So I'm good. I ain't worried about that, man.
Dang.
I don't even know what that meant. But good luck.
It means I'm godly, JP. I'm godly. He can't do that to me.
You know the meme where it's like, I ain't going to read all that, but I'm happy for you or sorry that it happened?
Yes.
That's the last 4 minutes of this conversation.
You're the one who asked for it, JP.
You're right. You were right, Jeffrey. I did ask. I have a very inquisitive mind. Sometimes that takes me to places I don't belong. Here's what I do know the NBA draft is this week. I think I'm in on Malawach. I saw Bickle this morning, watched Malawach, and is out on him. I think I'm a Con Knipple guy. Nobody wants to hear that. I don't even know if Con Knipple will get to six.
What do you make
six.
Of Ace Bailey? Are you in on the Ace Bailey sweepstakes if he falls to six?
Let's have an Ace Bailey discussion. When we return, it's B-Mitch and Finley and Jeff and Little B the Base God.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.